wise person is that person that makes a judgment and takes decisions in life based upon the broader picture. Upon the broader picture. We have a picture in front of us that is reality, that is comprehensive. And we have to keep that picture in front of us and then make decisions in life. Allah Rabbul Izzah says in the Quran, Surah Tawbah, وَقُلِ اعْمَلُوا فَسَيَرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. O Prophet of Allah, make this statement. فَسَيَرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ. Allah is seeing your a'mal. He knows what you are doing. Don't think for even a slight moment that Allah Rabbul Izzat is unaware, that He is ghafil. No. He is seeing. فَسَيَرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ. Allah is seeing the a'mal. And even the Rasul will see your a'mal, and the mu'mineen will see your a'mal on the Day of Judgment. If somebody knew about an evil that a person did, if somebody knew about it, this person will be so shameful. He will go through depression. But on the Day of Judgment, Allah knows, the Rasul knows, the mu'mineen know. وَسَتُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ. And a person will be returned to that Allah who has the knowledge of the unseen. عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ. And he's a witness to it too. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And he will inform you of what you did. I want to put an example and a mithal that the Prophet of Allah placed and put to the Sahaba. They say that a mithal, an example, sometimes clarifies a problem. Sometimes if the person is facing a problem, he does not know the reply of that problem, and you try to make him understand with the example, automatically he will understand. So the Prophet of Allah, he was the king of examples. So one day the Prophet of Allah said to the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, and I would like all these brothers and sisters that are listening, that listen to this example that I am conveying, but in reality the Prophet conveyed so many years ago. And take this back. Inform your mothers, your daughters, your wives, your friends, and everyone that you come in contact with. Because this is haqiqah and this is reality. And everything other than that is a fiction. It is an optical illusion. A person is hallucinating. So the Prophet of Allah says, there was one brother, or you can say one father, that was on his deathbed. He was a nice person, he was a good person. In his lifetime, he helped many. He was blessed with three brothers. This person was blessed with three brothers. An elder brother, a middle brother, and a younger brother. The elder brother had authority. So he was inclined in his lifetime to help his elder brother. Whenever his brother was stuck and was in need of anything, this brother that is on the deathbed used to come to rescue him. He used to assist him, he used to support him. Sometimes in this effort, he used to disregard other people that were very close to him. And he had another brother, the middle brother, he treated him very well as well. Whenever he needed something, he used to treat him. And he had a third brother, the youngest brother, because he was the youngest in the family. So the treatment of this person that is on the deathbed was not so pleasant with him. So now he's on his deathbed, he can't move from side to side, he needs somebody to take care of him. So the first person that comes to his mind is his elder brother. Because they say in Arabic, Al-Abd, that a person is a slave to the person that is your benefactor. If you favor somebody, that person will be indebted to you. So the first person that came to his mind is his elder brother. So he went to his elder brother and he said, look, I'm on my deathbed. I need you to assist me. And you know that whenever you needed me, I was there. How many times do we say this? I was there. We say this to our wife in a dispute, to our children in a dispute, that I was there for you. Remember that. So he will say the same to that elder brother. I was there for you. I helped you, I assisted you, I took care of you. I treated you to the best of my ability. Now I need you. And the brother responds in a fashion that was very, very unique. This person was not expecting that he will respond in this fashion, and he says that I didn't tell you to treat me in that fashion. I didn't tell you to treat me like this. You did it on your own accord. I did not tell you. So don't expect anything from me. So he is shocked, perplexed, that this is the behavior of my brother that I treated so well, that he's saying, I have nothing to do with you. I did not tell you to treat me very, very well. So now he feels very, very shy to approach the middle brother that he did not treat so well compared to the elder brother. But he invites him and he says, look, I'm very sick. Can you take care of me? And you know I was there for you. I was there for you. He said, I did not tell you to treat me in that fashion. But because you have been nice to me, so the only thing that I can do is that as long as you are alive, I am with you. But once you die, I will bury you in that hole and I will return back. That's it. So he's perplexed once again. He's shocked, devastated. So now he does not have that courage, himma, to approach his younger brother because he did not even treat him well. The ones that he treated so well, they have behaved in this negative fashion. So how can he approach his younger brother? But he says, look, I'm in this position, nothing to lose. So he approaches his younger brother and he says, look, I was very, very ill-mannered towards you. I did not treat you very, very well. But I am in a position now that I need the assistance of somebody. And he says, look, that's enough. You don't have to say much more. That's enough. You don't have to say much more. I'm there with for you. I'm there for you. And he can't believe it. The behavior, the reaction of this younger brother. You don't have to say much more. I'm there. And don't think I'm only going to support you as long as you are alive. Even once you are gone, I'm going to be there with you. So the Prophet of Allah, then he poses a question to the Sahaba, that what do you consider the elder brother to be? And in Urdu we call it very kamina, badbakht, badbakht. A very selfish person, a very evil person, to say this to his brother, that it is blood on his deathbed. What do you consider the second brother to be? Evil brother. And what do you consider the first brother to be? And the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in say that he's a very noble, kind person. So the Prophet of Allah, he says, you know who the eldest brother is, the middle brother is, and the younger brother is? And the Prophet of Allah indicates this in one hadith that is in Muslim, reported by Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala an, that the Prophet of Allah says, يَتْبَعُ الْمَيِّتْ ثَلَاثَةٌ. Three follow the dead. When I die, when you die, three will follow us to the grave. فَيَرْجِعُ إِثْنَانُ وَيَبْقَى وَاحِدٌ. Two will return from the grave, leaving you alone. وَيَبْقَى وَاحِدٌ. And one will remain with you.